Well, let's welcome back Coach Bruton for season 7 of Muskie Matters. Coach, how are things going these days?
Hey, going well. Really excited to be back, Rob, for season 7, and always fun doing this with you, and just looking forward to another great year.
Well, let's start out with the number of players on the roster this season. I know you've talked about wanting to have around 100 guys. You reached that mark this year. So how do you feel this benefits the team now and going forward?
Yeah, just we have so much better depth than we've had in the past, not just in terms of numbers, but quality depth. And brought in a really talented freshman class, quite honestly, a freshman class that kind of exceeded expectations. We knew there was a lot of quality in it, but didn't know that some of these guys would be ready to compete for roles as fast as they have, and that's exciting. But just it's allowed us to practice more efficiently. It's allowed us to just have better competition in practice. It's allowed us to, you know, have some guys when they have been banged up a little bit. We've been able to allow them to really have that time to rest and recover because we have bodies just to kind of keep us rolling. So it's been really good. You know, I think we're in a really good spot with kind of where our roster's at, and just really excited to see this group now get on the field.
As you mentioned, very talented freshman group, very big freshman group this year. How did you wind up working out with so many freshmen for this year?
Yeah, I mean, a big part of that, big part of the credit goes to Coach Lato. Coach Lato came back as our defense coordinator last year. He's our recruiting coordinator. You know, we hired him, you know, kind of before last season in about March or April, so it was kind of late in the recruiting process, so didn't have as big of an impact, but he really spearheaded the recruiting efforts. He's an awesome recruiter. Guys love playing for him, and so he really was the leader in that, and I give him a ton of credit for kind of taking the lead. And you know, all the other coaches did their parts and chipped in. And, you know, I think we had, we started to see some momentum when guys start to commit to Lakeland and they're excited about your program. And all of a sudden they're telling teammates or telling buddies or, you know, that was the exciting thing with the amount of guys we got where it was teammates from the same school. Cause one guy came on a visit and loved what he saw, loved what he heard. And he told the next guy, you know, so it kind of snowballed like that. But Coach Lato really deserves the credit for the recruiting efforts.
With so many talented freshmen, who do you see as having a big impact for you right off the bat?
Yeah, it's you know, we're going to start 3 freshmen tonight. We're going to start Caden Calcare, in the slot for us, and he's been a real bright spot offensively, a guy that can get vertical out of the slot, which we kind of missed a little bit last year. Great hands, just a terrific athlete. He's also going to be our punt returner tonight, you know, so that kind of speaks to his athletic ability. I think he's got a chance to be a really, really special player. With the UP kids, an upper peninsula kid, and you know, I think he has scholarship ability to play at that level, you know, and we're really fortunate to have him. And then the D-line, you know, John Toledo and, you know, Donnie Adonis Rogers are going to start for us on the D-line, and, you know, expecting big things for those guys. They have a tremendous test tonight. Platteville's offensive line's got great size and strength, but those guys have kind of rose to the top of a really deep D-line group, and they're going to get the opportunity tonight to showcase under the lights. So excited for them. A number of other guys, you know, probably a familiar name. Hassan Rivers is Larry Rivers' younger brother. We got him kind of late in the process, and he's a guy that, you know, played quarterback in high school, played some receiver, played some DB, kicked punt return, was kind of the best athlete. And his high school program kind of used him just to get him the ball. So he played a lot more quarterback than he did anything else. We slotted him at running back, and he's been really impressive. He wears number 2 in practice, which was Larry's number. And there's times watching him, you know, you feel like you're watching Larry again. So that's really exciting for us. You know, we're pretty deep right now at running back with Jay Beverly and Von Harris back. But I think Hassan Rivers is going to make a big impact. And then there's tremendous depth. You're going to see guys on special teams making impacts right away. I think our freshman receiver group is outstanding, and some of those guys might get some opportunities tonight, but definitely in the coming weeks they're going to earn bigger roles. And the last 2 names I'll mention, both our kicker and punter are going to be freshmen. And the Garcia brothers, there's no relation at all, but both our punter and kicker are our last name Garcia. So Leo is going to handle the place kicking duties, and really excited about him. I think he's a huge addition. And then Ben is going to handle the punting duties. And those 2 guys have been really impressive. It's been really good for our program to have really college-level kicker and punter, guys that are going to do separate jobs. But those 2 guys have really worked well together, and I think they're going to be huge additions to our program.
I know you always put a a strong emphasis on your special teams. So having two freshman kickers for you, any concern about that, or do you think the group around them is really going to make this a solid group?
Yeah, not really. I mean, they both have been really solid in practice. They're both confident kids. You know, we have a freshman long snapper in Marshall Hobbs, and it'll be his first time doing it. So there's more than just the kicker and the punter. Obviously, it's the whole operation, but I think it's an area that we're going to be vastly improved. I think our depth is going to help our coverage units, going to help our return units. You know, last year we had Peyton Lobianco that kicked and punted for us, and you know, he was kind of thrown into the punting duty and really had no experience ever punting. He was strictly a place kicker that kind of by need had to take on the punting duties as well. So I think that's going to be, you know, a major upgrade for us. And then Peyton, you know, did a nice job for us last year, but he struggled a little bit with distance. Didn't have the strongest leg. And Leo gives us an option. We feel really comfortable from 35 or 40 in that he's, you know, got a great shot to make the kick. And even if we had to extend him further, you know, in a game-winning or end-of-half situation, we feel like he's got a really strong leg. So I really think it's going to be a huge upgrade for us this year. We're excited about that.
Robbie Michael returns as your starting quarterback. What are areas that you're looking for improvement from him on this season?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. He was voted one of our team captains as a sophomore, and really had an outstanding camp. And I'm so excited to see what he's going to do. He's throwing the ball so much more consistently, and you know, seeing the time when he's at with the receivers, I think that's going to be a huge improvement. Obviously, we know how dynamic he is with his legs. You know, he's got a chance to have a really, really special year. And one of the keys for us is just going to be him staying healthy this year. And dealt with some injuries last year. You know, I think he really played in the last 4 weeks of the season. He played about 17 minutes of game time on the field. So not a lot of time, but when he was out there, our offense was really starting to click and really becoming tough to defend with all the different options that we had. So I think he's going to throw it a lot more consistently. Everybody, you kind of start the conversation with his legs and what he can do running the ball. But he really is a good passer of the football. And I think you're going to see that throughout the year. I think he's going to have a monster year throwing the football. And that's, I think, going to give just another dimension to our offense. So really excited to see what he's going to do. You know, he's got a chance to be a really, really special player, as I said. And you know, I think he's got conference player of the year type potential down the line at some point in his career.
You know, you brought up a point I think is interesting. Robbie suffered through a little bit of injuries last season. Three quarterbacks on your roster right now. Any concern that you have about that?
Yeah, some concern. You know, I think Isaiah Malone, you know, we call him Cali. He played a little bit for us last year towards the end of the year, and he's just a different style quarterback than Robbie. He's much more of a drop-back passer. He's got great size, but he's not as mobile. So it would definitely change what we do scheme-wise. And then Chris Shea is our third quarterback, and he's a freshman, and he's going to be kind of spearheading our JV team this year. But, yeah, it's a huge concern. You know, it's balancing, obviously knowing that Robbie has tremendous ability as a runner, but also trying to balance how many times we want him to get tackled during the season. So something we're going to have to be really, you know, conscious of. But at the same time, you know, we have to let him play and play his game. So you know, we're hoping, you know, he doesn't have an injury history in high school. You know, last year it was a couple, you don't want to say freak plays, but it was a couple plays. It wasn't the nagging injury type thing. So just kind of knocking on wood that he's going to stay healthy, because he makes a huge difference to what we do. But yeah, it is a concern. You know, it's really hard to recruit quarterbacks when they can look at the roster and see a kid like Robbie's coming back. And we had a couple kids that we really thought were going to be in our program, and kind of last minute decided they didn't want to be a part of a competition with a returning guy that we were pretty clear with, you know, we expected to be our starter. So it's, you know, probably going to be tough next year to recruit quarterbacks as well, knowing that Robbie would have 2 years left. But, you know, I think those other guys, if we had to go that route, you know, can play at this level, but they just don't quite have the experience and maybe not the explosiveness that Robbie gives us.
Big changes on defense for you. You have a lot of your guys who were key factors last season graduating. What do you look for from the defense this season?
Yeah, I think we have a chance to be really good defensively. You know, we're bringing back probably our three best defensive backs. Jason Wilder is a fifth-year senior. He's been really kind of like a four-year starter for us. I think he's one of the premier cornerbacks in the country. Really excited to see him play tonight. He's also been voted one of our team captains. Our other corner, Trell Randall, you know, I think, again, is a top elite corner. I think he's an all-conference level corner. And then Justin McMahon was our leading tackler last year, kind of in our nickel position, which is kind of a hybrid position for us. And he does a lot of things from, being the center fielder in some of our schemes to being down in the box in other schemes. And he's a hell of a football player. And then we're bringing back really the top four linebackers. So kind of got a four-man rotation, Carlos Ozels, Charles Colby, and then LeAndre Townsend will be the starters. And then Matt Golgowski is kind of the fourth guy. And all four of those guys are going to play and play a lot and have a pretty good rotation and have some position flexibility so we can give kind of all those guys a break. And I think that's going to be a real strength for us, those four guys, especially looking at a night like tonight. We've really challenged them. If those guys aren't all, around 8 to 10 tackles each, we're probably going to have a long night. I think that's going to be a strength. And then the question mark really becomes the D-line. Can we hold up front? Like you said, we're going to play a couple of young guys there to start. We have great depth. We have about 18 to 20 defensive linemen in the program, which is outstanding. And then Jake LeClaire, another one of our captains, is going to be kind of the leader up there. And Jake had a really good year last year. I think for us, the challenge is, can we get a second guy or a third guy that can really rush the passer? And last year we were limited there. It was a huge drop off just in our ability to get pressure from our D line, and that's going to be really the key, I think, is can our D line get pressure without having to bring extra pressure, without having to bring extra guys to the blitz package? And we'll see. We'll see tonight. It's really an unknown, and it might be the biggest unknown in the program right now. As far as looking at where we're at from a depth standpoint and kind of positional strength standpoint.
You've been talking about them a little bit here, but give us an idea about who your captains this season and what went into that thought process for you.
Yeah, so it's a player vote, and really proud of our players taking that really seriously. And we voted four guys that we really feel strongly about and feel like have done a great job leading and both on and off the field. So offensively, Robbie Michael, like I mentioned, was voted the captain. The other offensive captain is Zach Wellnitz, who's our center. Zach's been a four-year starter for us at center, had an outstanding career, really developed. He was a kid that came in at about 220 pounds and played really before he was ready, but played out of need. We didn't have anybody else that could snap the ball consistently, and he played, and now he's about a 275 or 280-pound center that's really put on great weight, worked really, really hard in the offseason, worked in the weight room consistently, and he's our leader up front. He's the leader of the offensive line group. He makes all of our line calls. So him and Robbie on offense. And then defensively, Jason Wilder, who's really grown into a leadership role, has become much more vocal this year as a fifth-year senior. Obviously, he was a great player throughout his career, but now has become a much better leader and a much more vocal leader. And then Jake LeClaire, who's kind of one of the emotional leaders in our group. He's a guy that kind of gets guys fired up and willing to be vocal. Again, a multi-year starter, kind of a fourth-year senior. So excited about those four. I think they're going to do a great job of leading our team. And like I said, it was a player vote and really excited that our guys, our players, our roster took it seriously and voted, I think, for the right four guys.
How much do you lean on these guys this season, considering 76 sophomore and freshman guys on your team? Role do you see the captains having with that?
It's huge. We talked about it night one. It's exciting to have the level of depth that we have. The numbers that we have, but it also, it's a lot of young kids and it's young guys that don't necessarily know what it takes at this level. And you have to rely on your seniors to set the tone of what the culture is going to be, what the expectations are. And, beyond just the four captains, four guys trying to lead 100 is hard. You need more. You need more of the seniors, the upperclassmen to kind of lead the way. And, sometimes it's just pulling a guy aside and say, hey, we don't do it that way here. But a lot of times it's just leading by example. It's how you practice. It's how you show up every day. It's your mentality. It's your focus. You have the ability to kind of steer the program the direction that you think it should go and want it to go. And that's a big responsibility, but I think so far our guys have handled that well. But it's a challenge. It's quite honestly a fear. You have a lot of young guys and you're trying to teach them on the fly, not only the offensive scheme and the defensive scheme and special teams, but also just what it takes to be a college athlete and what it takes to win games and all that kind of stuff.
What do you see as strengths of the team this season?
I think, like I've mentioned, right, depth is going to be, I think, a huge strength. We just have, so much better depth. I think just the, offensively, the ability for a lot of different guys to be playmakers with the football. You know, we feel like we're really dangerous at kind of all six skill positions. So our four receivers, you know, we really feel strongly about. Robbie, a quarterback. We have a couple backs that have been really, really good players for us. And then defensively, I think just our overall team speed is going to be something that's going to be really impressive. Our linebackers really run. Our D-line is better size than we've had in the past, but can really move. And our secondary, again, a lot of guys that can really run. So I think just the overall team speed on both sides of the ball, but especially on defense, is going to be a huge strength for us as well.
Are there some areas that you're really focused on that you think the team needs to improve pretty drastically in right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, you know, going into week one, if there's areas that we're really saying, hey, this is a huge weakness. I think the D-line right now, just seeing who, you know, can we rush the passer is going to be, like I said, a big key. I think the other thing is just not knowing, you know, some of these guys are going to be doing this for the first time. So being on the field for the first time, and, you know, what is that first game jitter going to look like? You know, we've talked about, like, our kickers and punters. They've been great in practice, but now they have to do it. Some of the young guys in offense we're going to play, you know, what are they going to look like when it's under the lights and it's against a really, really good opponent, things like that. And how long is it going to take them to kind of settle in? You know, we hope it's going to be maybe a snap or two tonight. But for some of those guys, it may take a half or it might take a game or it might take a couple weeks to really settle in. So I think those are kind of the unknowns right now. We feel really good about where we're at. And I think we've had a really good camp. And I think it's honestly one of the more talented teams from top to bottom that we've had in a long time here. So that's the really exciting part. Now it's just seeing how they're going to respond when it's actually time to go.
For fans out there, any new changes to the coaching staff this season?
Trying to think. Keith Woodson joined the staff. He's been with us now for about 7 or 8 months. But Keith was an alum, played corner for us, was, you know, probably the best defensive back we've ever had, or one of the best defensive backs we've ever had. So he played, you know, kind of my first 4 years here at Lakeland. So I think it was 07 to 2010. He's working with our defensive backs and just doing an outstanding job. He's a real student of the game. Our guys love playing for him and relates well. So really excited about him in a full-time role. Lane Peterson has joined the staff as our wide receivers coach in a graduate assistant role. And he's a guy who's been kind of a local high school guy for a couple of years, but he's got some college experience. He coached was on staff at FAU with Lane Kiffin, was on the staff for a while at Northern Illinois, doing some more opposite type stuff, but done a really nice job with our receiver group and just a guy that's a real student of the game and has a great football mind. He's an offensive coordinator at the high school level, so he's called plays and he's been a great addition. And then a couple old faces are back. So David Simon, Coach Big Mo, was with us for many years. He's also our Dean of Students on campus, so he's a Lakeland alum. Played O-line here, coached our running backs for many years, and then kind of stepped back when his role on campus kind of got increased. But he's back helping out. He's helping out now with the offensive line, so helping Coach Feast. And with us having 20 offensive linemen, it's been really good to have a second guy down there that knows the position and knows our run game and things like that. And then DJ Tomlinson was a nose tackle for us. In 2021 was his senior year, had a great senior year for us in the field, was kind of one of the unsung heroes of that team. But he's back helping with the defensive line. So him and Coach Urich are working together there. And again, with the numbers we have on the defensive line, again, having that second body there has been really valuable during camp and early season practices.
That sounds like a sensational group. And you know, if you're a defensive back and have a name like Woodson, you got to be good. So.
Yeah, he was a special player, and he might be a better coach than he was a player. So it's he's been really impressive so far with our guys.
Well, let's jump into tonight's contest for you. Take on the UW Flatville team that's coming off a 5-5 season, but very tough team. You faced them in years past. What are your expectations for this contest?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be very, very good. Really strong, really well coached. It's going to be a tremendous test. They're bringing back 10 starters on defense, bringing back, you know, potentially the National Player of the Year on defense, Justin Blazek, who's an outstanding defense end for them. He's getting NFL looks and, you know, Senior Bowl and all the different accolades you can get in the preseason. So it's a really talented group, especially on that side of the ball. You know, offensively, they have a number of bodies back, bringing back their quarterback, bringing back some of the receivers, O-line. They struggled a little bit more offensively last year. They weren't quite as explosive as they've been in years past. But just a really, really talented team, a top 25 caliber team. You know, last year they were 5-5, but I think three of their wins came against top 25 teams and, you know, against teams that were in the national playoffs. So, you know, they play in the gauntlet, you know, of the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Conference, and just a really quality opponent. It's going to be a heck of a test for us. You know, we're going to have to play lights out, have to play really disciplined football, and then try to make some breaks, you know, try to get some breaks and make some things happen. You know, we feel like there's some areas we can exploit, but we're going to have to really play a great game and then hope to be in it at the end is the plan.
Last year, the team got off to a fairly tough start, probably the toughest start you had in your time coaching here. So what do you look for out of this game to get this team some momentum heading forward?
Yeah, I think you look to the positives. Obviously, we expect our guys to come out and compete and compete really hard and play hard. And like I said, you know, we expect to be vastly improved from where we were a year ago. You know, a lot of those guys that we played last year were playing a little bit before they were ready, and now they are ready. So we expect to be vastly improved, and we know tonight's going to be a heck of a challenge. You know, but then looking at the schedule, we feel like there's some areas in the schedule early where, you know, we'll find some success. We can definitely find some success if we're ready to play and kind of the team that we think we're going to be. So, you know, I think tonight's about, you know, just playing hard and obviously building on this on tonight, you know, regardless of what the result's going to be. And like I said, we're playing to win the game. You know, we're not in any way conceding anything to Platteville, knowing they're a great opponent. We expect our guys to compete and, you know, we expect to be in the game in the second half and then see what happens if we can make enough plays.
It's interesting that you see the team seeing some dramatic improvement. Voted sixth to finish sixth this season here in the NAC. You've always been a guy who's set it straight. So how do you feel about that ranking heading into the season?
You know, I think I think it's fair in the sense that we got voted behind the five teams that beat us last year in the NAC. We got voted ahead of the three teams that we beat. And you know, partly that's kind of how the preseason rankings work generally. I know Rockford, you know, got a first place vote in the NAC poll, which is always pretty interesting to say the least. You know, pick ninth but with the first place vote. But you know, generally, you know, most of the coaches, most of the SIDs, you know, go ahead and you know, rank it kind of in reverse order, the same order as last year. And you know, I think looking at the NAC this year, it's really hard, especially with the COVID year. You don't know who's got their fifth-year guys back, who is taking the fifth year, that type of thing. And you know, I think it's pretty clear that Aurora is a very prohibitive favorite, and deservingly so. You know, they've been the dominant team in the conference since 2019, since Coach Peepy's got there. And you know, I think for any of us to get them, you know, would be a pretty tremendous upset at this point. We feel like we're kind of in that next group, you know, the St. Norbert's, Benedictines, DeCordy, Wisconsin, WLC, kind of that next group. We, you know, we feel like we can compete with any of those teams. And, you know, we like the way the schedule breaks. We talked a lot about, you know, schedule order. So when you play teams, where you play teams matters. I think we got a pretty favorable schedule with kind of how that breaks for us this year. You know, we expect it'll be a really, really disappointing year here if we finish sixth in the NAC. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. I think we're going to be a much better team than that, and we have much higher expectations than that.
Well, that's excellent, Coach. So let's close out today's show with some incredible words of wisdom from Coach Bruton.
I think for me, it's just enjoy the moment. Would be my message today. You know, we have a tremendous opportunity tonight to play under the lights. It's going to be 70 degrees at kickoff. It's going to be an outstanding night on campus. First week of school, so all the students are here. They're excited. It's the first sporting event of the year. So you know, I want our guys, when we take the field, I want them to take about a second just to look around and soak it in and then get to work. But I think for all of us, you know, just enjoying the moment. It's really easy to get lost in the busyness of life and the stresses and all that stuff. But we got to remember to kind of look around and just enjoy the moment. So hoping our guys do that, and then we're going to get to work tonight and hopefully have a great result.
Fantastic. Coach Bruton, thanks for joining us this week.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate it.